Sorry. Hey, this is Tony. I'm the Tony part of this podcast. And we are currently at our jobs. Me and Chris both work together in a Milliard Cafe in the little town of Nashua, inside of New Hampshire, which is inside of the United States, inside of the world.
Which where we grew up. We both grew up in this little town.
Yes, we did. I am 45, and Chris is
older than that.
A little bit older than that, not by much. So that's what I'm going to say about me. I'm going to hand it off to Chris, and here she is.
Oh, so about me, my name's Chris. I'm the Chris portion of Tony and Chris. I think it's actually Chris and Tony. It's not Tony and Chris, because women first.
Women first.
Yep. Yes, and we work together, and we spend all day together, so there's so many conversations that we have that we thought it'd be a good idea to share them with the rest of the world.
Right.
And our tiny little podcast that's going to get big.
Can we talk about something? The bathroom situation in this building?
Yeah, dive right in.
Okay.
Dive right into the toilet.
We are literally located right next to the bathrooms, which we should be because we are a cafe and they shouldn't be far away. But
there's many, many bathrooms in this building. It is a big, old mill building.
Sure. There is some rumors going around that there is a, I'm not going to say the sex of the person, but she is leaving nasty, nasty, nasty bricks in the ladies' room.
How do you know? You know how you know? There are no ceilings on the bathroom, are there?
Nope. We can literally climb over the ceiling and look into each other's bathrooms. The men and the women's bathrooms are connected.
That'd be good if we needed toilet paper. Could you throw a roll over?
So I was in the bathroom one day, and we'll just say it was, I mean, I want to keep it conspicuous so they don't know, but it was yesterday, and I was doing a tinkle.
It would be inconspicuous, not conspicuous.
Right. Don't correct me, Chris.
Sorry.
So I was doing a tinkle.
What did I say?
Are you serious?
Hold on. It's our first call in. Caller?
Hunter, I'm in the middle of something. I'll call you in an hour. Oh, all right. That was my son. I thought you should have everything.
I thought I did.
You did, and it still rang. Hunter is the pain in my son. Listen. I was taking a tinkle in the bathroom, right?
Okay.
So all of a sudden, I felt lightheaded. Like there was a gas leak.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, and I was the only one
you?
In there. No, it was not from me. I was tinkling.
Well, sometimes.
That is true. Sometimes I do. You do leak while you're peeing. So it felt kind of like just a stream of heavy gas being pumped into the bathroom. And I heard what sounded like just a bag full of cottage cheese being emptied into a swimming pool. That's what it sounded.
That's what it.
I just know. I know. I grew up with a brother.
You grew up with
a brother and a sister who we all shared the same bathroom. So, but it was coming from the ladies' room. I was shocked because I always figured women were cleaner than men.
Well, we are.
No, you're not.
But we still have the same bodily functions.
You have more functions than we do.
Well, we're multitask.
So I'm going to ask you the eternal question, Chris. What's going on in the lady?
Well, unfortunately, and very unfortunately, I was not in there that day.
No, this was before your shift.
Yes.
This was before your shift.
So that's good. So obviously this person wants to remain unnamed.
Yeah.
I don't really know what was going on. I mean, unless she really was dumping her cottage cheese into the toilet, maybe it was bad.
It didn't smell like cottage cheese.
Oh.
I know what cottage cheese smells like. Even bad cottage cheese. It was...
Well, you know what? I mean, sometimes you just have to go.
It was beefaroni.
Like, you can't... Sometimes you don't have time for etiquette, Tony. You just have to go. And
right.
When you have to go and that hits you right there in the stomach, and you just need to get there and get it out. And
but in a public, in a public bathroom,
if you're out in public,
that rule should be different, in my opinion. I think you should hold it and pinch it until you go home, or find a secluded bathroom, which there is one in the building, and we won't tell anybody where it is because if this person finds it, game over.
It is true.
Yeah,
I have a little bit of etiquette.
You do.
I have an etiquette problem. I mean, I don't understand. Okay, so when you're in a building, say this one, and there's bathrooms down the hall or wherever they are, and they're separate bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, so you can lock the door and you're alone. And there's two next to each other. And one says man and one says woman or whatever.
Yeah.
Male, female,
and all
whatever
in between.
You are.
Sure.
So I just happened to be in one, the female one, because that one was open. And somebody came, and you know, I like to have a little privacy because, you know, you got to concentrate on what you're doing.
It's a shameful thing you're doing. You want to be.
It is. And you know, just in case something gets a little loud, you don't want like an audience. So anyway, I always hear knock on the door. Like, really? And then I say, oh, somebody's in here. Okay. And they wait. They don't go into, if it's female, they will not go into the male, the one that says male, even though it's the same setup.
Do you have one
same
toilet?
No urinal, just toilet and a sink.
There's no alternate toilet. It's one toilet?
It's just, yeah, I'm talking about the single bathrooms that you can lock.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like
in hospitals.
Like, go, this time, particular time, she wouldn't go into the one because it said man on it, or male, or what did they say? Men.
Men?
She wouldn't go in the men's room, even though it was the same setup. If you got to go, you got to go. You go in the male or the female bathroom.
Well, yeah, first of all...
Now I feel really bad saying male and female.
Why?
Because there's such a controversy over that.
Well, we can say Michael or Karen. We'll change the names of the bathrooms to actual names.
All right, that's
but
a good idea.
But I would never stand outside a bathroom waiting to go in after somebody. I want to believe.
And I know that I don't want her to go in after
me. Yeah, I want to believe that bathroom's been waiting for me for a 10-year period with nobody using it ever. That's
clean
what I want to believe.
And,
yeah.
Right, exactly.
So I would. I don't understand waiting in line to use a bathroom. Like at the movie theater or Chunky's or something, there's always a line at the ladies' room. And I don't get how you can sit on a toilet right after somebody else just sat on it.
Well, we kind of don't sit. I mean.
You squat?
We're supposed to squat, yes.
Oh.
Technically, it's more sanitary if we squat.
That's why women have such, like...
But not everybody can squat. Like, you're talking about somebody that's older. Maybe they have bad knees.
Yeah.
They can't squat.
Women
they can't hover.
Women have quads like you wouldn't believe. Is that from squatting?
No. It's from something else.
The one thing that... I have a weird little thing that I do in the bathroom. I don't know if you do this, but... I call it fake peeing.
Fake peeing.
Never. And what that is when I go into a urinal and it's after, if I go into a urinal and somebody is standing there already in a urinal, I have to last longer than them or I feel insufficient of my pee stream. So what I'm saying is if I walk into a bathroom, there's a man peeing in a urinal, I go to his left.
Okay.
I immediately start peeing.
Yes.
And then I'm feeling myself finishing before he's finishing. And he's been there longer than me. So I pretend to pee.
Well, how? Don't you think he'll know if you're.
Well,
if you
I start
peeing.
To wonder if it goes on for a long time, is he also fake peeing? Like.
Can't you hear it?
No, not in a bathroom. Usually there's a fan running and stuff like that. But my fear is that the fan would shut off, and then
so
I would be standing there.
You both stand there for hours, like.
Well, no. Usually he leaves. 99.9% of the times, I win. So, that is just a weird thing that happens to me. I can't walk in after somebody who's already been standing there peeing, and then end my pee streams before him. I have to beat him.
We are just the opposite. We try to get in and get out before the other person finishes.
Oh.
So it does not happen in the women's room. We don't. Sit there because we don't want to be
maybe
done before somebody else. We want to be done before
somebody
else. Well,
I think maybe it's a setup of a girl's bathroom where you have stalls and you sit down, but with the way they set up urinals, it looks like you're at the starting gate.
Yes.
It's like a sporting event, like, and you're all in competition.
I don't know how you guys do that.
I don't understand it either.
Like, just put in stalls. Like,
I would sit down. I mean, I would.
But even if you put in stalls and you stood up still, like, I don't, like.
Well, it might be a space thing.
Know,
you can fit more
weird.
Guys
so
in, in a bathroom if they're standing up.
I can't pee in front of anybody else.
No, we talk about that all the time. Like, nothing comes out. Like, I had a drug test, and they stand behind you, and nothing came out. I couldn't go. I had to leave. I didn't get the test because I couldn't force it. I couldn't even force it. And then as soon as I leave, I got to, like, go in the bushes and let it go because it's ridiculous.
Like at college parties and stuff, like I would, they'd be like, oh, I'll go to the bathroom with you. Okay. But then I would sit down and I couldn't pee and I'd be like, and then by the end of the night, I would have to go so bad
Yeah.
What?
No, I was just putting on my glasses and then taking them off.
That it would be painful, and I'm like, oh, I just want to go by myself. Just so I'd have to sneak off somewhere and go, just so I wouldn't be like, have pee anxiety.
What about the other thing?
What? Your period?
The poo.
Oh.
Do you poo at work?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah,
I knew you did.
You told me where to go.
You're so quick, though. When you use the bathroom, you're usually back within like 2 or 3 minutes. You like.
It doesn't take very long. When you
turbo poo?
When you have to go, you have to go. It just comes out.
That's crazy.
The turtle's already sticking its head out.
You know when I have to go, too. You know my little routine where I get in the elevator and leave the area?
I know.
And find a bathroom very far away?
Yes. But now that you've told me where those bathrooms were.
And then I lie. I say, I have to go to my car for a minute.
Oh, no, I didn't.
That's another. Yeah, that's usually
together.
When I tell you that. If I ever have to go get something on my
I'm
car.
I'm going to stand at the window and see if I can see you going
You won't
to
see
car.
Me. You won't see me. And I won't come back with
Why
anything.
Why don't you just say, I'm going down to the first floor.
It's a shameful thing. I'm ashamed.
We've been doing it since we were born.
I'll never get used to it.
Really?
I will never get used to it. Even at camp. I hated camp for the one reason was the bathroom situation's always just lacking. You sit and you walk into a big building, you think there's going to be stalls at least.
Yeah.
No, it's a bunch of potties all in a row, no dividers. You
That's
just,
how the men's room is?
Usually at camp, yeah. And you walk in, there's usually an old guy sitting down taking a crap.
No way. See, I can't crap in front of anybody else either.
I can't even pee.
I can't even do it at home. If it's quiet in my house and I have to go to the bathroom in my husband's home, I tell him to turn on the radio. He has to make some sort of noise so he doesn't hear me.
Well, I purposely do that.
Because I'm embarrassed. I'm like, turn on the radio, honey.
I got the faucet going.
Go somewhere.
The freaking papers under the cabinet are rustling.
Yeah, and towels under the door.
The shower curtain. Oh, I take the shower curtain and sway it back, left to right.
I turn the water on.
My wife must think I'm cleaning the bathroom when I'm in there, but I'm not. I'm making noise.
Well, hopefully you do after.
Oh, no, I clean up. You know, I cover up all evidence, and I mean, there is cleaning products in my bathroom, and it gets a thorough cleaning every time I go in and out. You also have to make sure the seat doesn't have anything on it.
Like what?
Well,
do you miss?
No, it's like when you sit down on a bowl and you're a dude, your junk's like just sitting all over everything.
Ew, that's so disgusting.
Sorry, it's on the outside. I have nowhere to put it. So it just kind of like, it might be just me.
Yeah, but how do you leave remnants of that on the seat?
Like, well, whatever's, you know, clinging to you during the day. The Klingons jump off.
Oh my God, I can't. I have to have a women's room now in my house.
All right.
All the boys can go together.
All right, so why don't we just dive into this bag of chips we have here. I want you to try something, Chris.
Oh, yes, sir, Tony.
Don't look at the front of the bag. I want this to be a surprise.
All right.
All right, so a little history of this chip is it's called Foreskins.
Oh.
And it's made from potato skins.
All right.
Foreskins, potato skins. It's made from four types of potatoes. You've got white, red, yellow, and brown potatoes.
Why is this one so big?
That's the brown one.
The brown one.
Yeah, that's the brown one. That's huge. So, a little bit about this company. Foreskins is four small business owners who made their dream of making greasy, fleshy, yet crunchy, unique, and high-quality potato chip, and they made this a reality. They set up a small and thin kiosk in
Scrotum, Pennsylvania?
No, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Scranton, yes.
Where their chips quickly became a local addiction to the prison population.
Addiction.
They're huge in prisons. It's a very cheap chip that they can feed their prisoners. So, hey, soon the business grew out of the warm and wet back alleys of Pennsylvania. And hit worldwide. And after that, the whole world fell in love with Foreskins. What do you think of them?
I think the white ones are kind of salty.
Like,
I don't know how
maybe
many
that
fit.
All four together will be like a brand new flavor. Like each individual flavor plus another flavor would create a whole new flavor.
I can't put them all in my mouth.
It's not what I heard, Chris.
They're very good, but and they are fleshy. They're
they are fleshy.
Fleshy.
You know who'd like those?
Oh, Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th, 2020. So not only is it Friday the 13th, It's 2020, so it's how 2020, can anything go right on this
We started day? A podcast on Friday the 13th in the year 2020.
This is a sign. This is a good sign.
Yeah, I think it's a good sign. You got to stare the devil right in the face.
You know what? Fuck you, devil. Sorry. Excuse the language.
I know, sorry. Chris is the dirty
one. The devil.
One. Yeah, the devil. So basically, I'm going to be binge watching Friday the 13th. I won't go past
1 through 83.
1 through 6. I don't go past 6.
Once it changes the name from Friday the 13th to like.
Yeah. Like Jason takes Dallas or something. Takes Matt, you know, like Mars. There's a space one. He's out in space. I mean, come on, really? It's so unbelievable. Unlike the first 6, which are totally believable.
He gets in a fight with Edward Scissorhands.
Oh man.
What does Jason use? A knife?
Anything. He uses his thumb. He'll use a machete. Is like his.
He uses his thumb.
Some of his, you know, victims like it. They prefer a thumb over, like a thumb in one of the eye holes. He Jason thumb humps your eye. Me. Yeah, he thumb humps your skull until you're dead.
I got thumbed by Jason.
Yeah. So machete is his weapon of choice though.
Machete. That's right.
Yeah. He cuts boobies off. Everything. He just like slices and dices, man.
That poor guy.
Yeah, you know I know what? He's got a complex.
I'm sorry he had to give up his hockey career.
Yeah, no, I know. Before mean, that, he was a farmer. He used to wear a potato sack over his head.
He did?
Before he found the mask, yeah. So
really?
Believe it or not, in the first one, he's not even in it until the very end.
Really?
Yeah, Jason doesn't show up until the very end. His mother does all the killing. She is basically getting back at the campers for allowing her son Jason, who died years ago. He drowned.
Is this a true story?
True story. You don't know about this?
You know what? I just saw the movie. Like, I don't really
Do you remember. The first one at all?
You know what? No. I was probably hiding my head.
What head?
I was hiding.
What are you talking about?
I was hiding behind my foreskins.
I always open a bag of foreskins when I'm watching Friday the 13th.
Maybe Jason came along because of foreskins.
No. Jason's got no problem down there. It is a clean
Why?
Area.
Why? They show him naked?
Oh, when he's a child, if you don't mind seeing... Hey, wait, let's talk about this. Okay. Get off a naked child. Jason makes an appearance
at the... Baby Jason.
Baby Jason pulled a girl into the lake at the very end of the first one. And that's where his debut was. Like, you saw him for a split second, and then that was it. So Jason, or Friday the 13th Part 2, is when he really... It fast forwards till he's a young adult. And he puts a potato sack over his head with an eye hole cut out. And he wears overalls, just one eye, because he's deformed.
Is he?
He can't use the other eye. He's kind of like that dude from the Goonies. It's like eye is somewhere else on his head. It's not in the right place. So he's got one eye hole, and he kills people wearing a potato sack and overalls and a pitchfork is like one of the things he uses.
Really?
Sure, yeah, pitchfork. And then he finds the hockey mask in the third installment of Friday the 13th, finally. Third installment, hockey mask makes its debut.
Was that the best one?
No, I think the fourth one was.
Fourth one?
It's Friday the 13th, final chapter.
It's Friday the 17th by then.
Corey Feldman's in it.
Corey Feldman.
Young Corey Feldman. But
he died, didn't he?
No, that's Corey Haim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was Corey Feldman's bro in the 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
But I believe Corey Feldman should have been the one that died. I'm sad. Corey Haim was awesome.
Say that.
Corey Haim was awesome. He was in
you
Luke.
Know what? He was
Lucas.
Messed up.
Remember
yes.
Lucas?
Oh, I did. I liked Lucas a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, Corey Feldman was in that fourth Friday the 13th. But
was he Jason?
No, he was just a little kid.
Who was Jason? Like, who played him?
Different people. I actually don't know their names. But
they didn't have any lines. I mean, that's the perfect role.
Yeah. You just got to look menacing.
Hey, why don't you go study your lines? Oh, no, I know them.
There's a beefcake Jason, and there's the little scrawny Jason.
Beefcake
Jason. Yeah, like the one after, I think, final chapter is the introduction of the beefcake looking. Like, the guy is just jacked. Like, he's big. He's probably like 6'4".
Well, killing people will do that. I mean,
how does it make you?
Repetitious.
But it doesn't make you taller. Like the Jason 2 through 2 and 3 are, it's a 5'8", 160 pound looking
Jason.
Well,
maybe he's killing people that are just shorter than him, and then he looks taller.
No,
he's
definitely different guy. Yeah, the ears are weird too, but.
Do you believe that bad things happen on Friday the 13th?
Well, believe it or not, Chris, before you got into work this morning, I was working probably around 5 in the morning, and this building that we work in, which you know is a very old building.
Very old.
I hear weird stuff. I hear things falling. Like, what's going on with your shirt?
I don't want things to fall in it.
Segue.
Sorry.
This morning I was working in the kitchen and I heard like something fall off the counter. And then when I go out to find out what fell, there's nothing there. So you've been here when things have tipped over for no reason. But usually it's like around the sink area and you can explain it. Like I do a bad stacking job by the sink.
Right. So I usually know that it's your fault.
Yeah.
Or something that you
But there's did. Been ghost hunts in this building.
Which is, it's a big old mill building along the river. So how long has this building been here? Isn't it like isn't
early
it
1900s?
Somewhere?
I think it's early 1900s.
It's over 100 years old.
Sure.
So there's bound to be like stuff in the basement.
Well, I'm sure people have died in this building.
I'm sure they have because it was a mill.
It was an old mill and we're on a river.
And it was a textile, wasn't it textile?
Yeah, it was a textile mill. And we're right next to the Merrimack River.
Yeah.
Where they find bodies every year.
Yep.
So they'll be floating.
They do?
Sure, yeah. This year alone, I think they found four bodies in this river. Not like great, I don't know if it was right over by the...
Like fresh bodies?
Dead bodies, yeah. Like missing people
dead.
And like...
Oh.
I think one was a homeless guy, one was somebody, I think their boat capsized or something like that, and they found them like 2 days later.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's other spirits that adore.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes.
No, you did.
I did. My old house on Newburgh Road, we believe was haunted. And my brother and I both saw somebody in our upstairs window when we were looking outside.
And what do you mean, in the yard?
We were in the yard and we were looking up at the windows in the upstairs part of our house, and we saw...
In your house you
saw,
like a human-looking thing?
Yeah. And it scared... We both saw it, and it scared the shit out of us. And then my next-door neighbor also saw it because their window would look up into our window. And
so you have other witnesses corroborated. You have corroborating witnesses.
Yeah, if you talk to my brother, he'll tell you the same thing. And he doesn't like to talk about it.
Well, maybe something
scared him.
So how old were you when you saw this ghost?
I was in my 20s.
What?
I was in my 20s because, I mean, obviously I wasn't looking. We just happened to look up and see somebody looking down from the bedroom windows.
That's nuts.
It was freaky.
Nobody could have been playing a joke.
It was freaky.
Like nobody.
Nobody else was in the house. I mean, I don't know.
So how do you go back and sleep in your house after something like that?
You don't. I moved out.
Really?
Because
of that?
No, not because of.
Oh. I have a story. I don't believe
creepy.
In ghosts, but things I can't explain.
I believe in like presences. Like I don't believe in like Casper friendly ghosts.
Sure. Like, one of the experiences I had was with an animal. It wasn't even a human ghost.
We're not talking about your sexual experience.
All right, so let's talk about something else. Because I really want
to
talk about this animal.
Okay.
It was a dog that I had. And when we were at school, my parents had to put the dog down because she was, like, running away. And, like, she was really old and she was in pain. So my parents decided to put the dog down while we were at school. And the dog would always kind of meet me like at my bus stop and I would walk back with it. So I get off the bus the day they put the dog down and I had no idea the dog was put down. And I get off the bus like usual and this dog comes up to me, looks an awful lot like the dog that I grew up with. And I'm like, come here. Her name was Cindy. I was like, Cindy, come here. She was a little Sheltie. I was like, come here, Cindy. And it came up and bit me. Like the dog never bit me. And then it took off. I was like, what the? And I get back home and I was like telling them, you know, Cindy just bit me. Where is she? And they're like, oh, Cindy was put down. And I'm not the guy like that believes in ghosts. And it could have been.
So you didn't know they were putting the dog down.
I had
and
no idea.
On that same day, a dog came up and bit you?
Same dog, just like my dog. Thing is, it could have been another dog, but what are the coincidences of a Sheltie, which isn't a popular dog.
Right.
And this dog, honestly, I thought it was my dog.
Right.
And it bit me, and it wasn't like anything like my dog. So, just a crazy little thing.
So
like,
what did
like
you
how
do
you explain? I just couldn't explain it. I told my parents; they kind of laughed at it. They said it was obviously it was a different dog. But you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I can't imagine that because like, Why would it bite you if it was like...
I don't know. Because maybe it was a real ghost. And it was pissed that we... Like,
oh, maybe.
It was just mad
it
that
saw,
my dad had to take
maybe
it down.
Maybe it took over that other dog's body just, like, for a minute. And yeah. It was just like, fuck you, you put me down.
I know. Do you think
I wasn't ready to go.
Do you think dogs swear? Like, in their little...
I just wish in my lifetime I could see, like, a collar or some sort of device that could just... You could put
translate.
Around your dog's neck and it would translate what it says when it's barking. Because my dog has, like... these crazy barks for my son. She loves him, and I just want to know what she's saying to him. Or maybe I don't.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't know. No, like, she doesn't try to hump him or anything.
Yeah,
I'm just saying she...
Hey, Ben, you look
she
pretty
just,
fine
like, she,
over
it's
there,
a
you young thing.
Tone. It's a different tone that she uses with him, and she gets so excited, and it's a different... And then with me, it's like she looks to me for comfort, so I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm like the mother. And then...
But I wouldn't want dogs to be able to talk because they could tell the things that we did to them when we were alone with them. You know what I mean? Like, not like in a sexual way.
I don't think
like,
my dog has
like,
any.
Like Tony was like, yeah, Tony
that.
Did eat all those cookies out of the jar. I saw him eating the cookies.
I saw her feed the cat first.
Yeah. Not a sexual way. I would never put peanut butter on any part of my body.
So disgusting. That must have been like on a movie that you watched.
Yeah. No. I learned it. YouTube. Alright.
Kiki kooky kaki. So, are we recording?
We are recording.
So, I know we talked about Jason and the movies and all of his wonderful, like, why he did not get an Academy Award. I have no idea. But, do you have anybody that you've had a crush on?
Tom Cruise.
Can I get the sentence out? Who was your celebrity crush?
If
you were to say like
Tom Cruise, if it was my male celebrity crush?
Yeah, like man crush.
Man crush, definitely Tom Cruise. And, I mean, the guy is obviously a good-looking guy, but his movies are the best movies I've ever seen. All iconic movies. I'm talking about Top Gun, and I actually like the movie Legend, which a lot of people make fun of.
I don't know if I've
Jack
ever
Reacher.
Seen that.
You like Jack
no,
Reacher?
I haven't seen
oh my
that
god,
either.
Those are awesome. Jack Reacher.
I'll have to try those.
But he's just a great actor and people constantly make
I
fun
think
of
he
it.
He is a great actor.
Well, they
I
make
can't
fun
wait
of
until
him.
Top Gun 2 comes out or whatever.
Yeah. I mean Topper anything with Tom Cruise, I don't care. I don't even have to see the trailer. I'll go see it.
A lot of people feel like that.
Really?
Yeah, because he's just the big draw. Like he's Tom Cruise. Okay, well,
sure. Yeah, he's got a big following.
Gonna,
I mean,
yeah.
Like
well,
you name him every every decade, there has been huge movies with Tom Cruise involved in it.
Yeah.
And he's just incredible, and he's witty and he's very charming. Right?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. Now, if the female,
what about a woman?
Tom Cruise. He's in a feminine way. He covers it all.
Okay.
Like he's got, you know, he's very clean and. He does make sure his hair doesn't move. You know, he's like a woman, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Tom
I
Cruise.
Don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely.
That's
I mean,
what Scientology does to you.
If there was a love story movie,
and you were in it with Tom Cruise.
No, and Tom Cruise was the head male, and then he was also the head female. The universe would explode.
How can he be both?
He would make it happen. He could do anything. It's Tom Cruise.
Could.
Yeah,
he
Mission
could.
Impossible.
So he's your female crush, too?
Yeah, he covers it all, yeah. I mean, he's my favorite sports team. He's my favorite band that I've ever
he's
heard.
He's your favorite human.
Yeah, my favorite ice cream.
Is there a Tom Cruise-flavored ice cream? And if there was, what would it taste like?
Probably cherries mixed with...
Vanilla? Vanilla Sky? He was in that, right?
He was, but he's like pistachio.
You know what I think
he's nuts.
Like? I think he's like Neapolitan.
You know?
Three flavors.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. I'm Italian. I'm not a fan of the Neapolitan.
Then he's like...
Pistachio. Because he's nuts.
He's... It's disgusting.
Yeah.
He would be like...
All right.
Heavenly hash.
Is there nuts in it?
I think so.
Is there nuts in it?
I think
chocolate
like,
chips.
Isn't there some sort of nut?
No.
Almond?
I think he's more like pistachio, because he's nuts.
What? Okay. Why do you keep saying that?
That's the only name that comes to mind.
And your voice raises an octave when you say his name.
It raises an octave? My voice?
It goes up an octave when you say Tom Cruise's name.
Tom Cruise. So, it does. Why?
It does because, I don't know. That's
my brother.
He's your man.
So who do you like? We'll start with who's your favorite female actress?
Female. I like Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton?
I think she's very talented. I don't know who else I would pick.
What has she
Bette
been in?
Bette Midler. I like
Bette
her.
Bette Midler?
Yeah.
That's worse.
I guess I'm showing my age. I don't know. I like to watch Bette any movie Midler. That they're in. I like it. I think Diane Keaton's hysterical.
Diane Keaton. What has she been in? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? Is that her?
No, that wasn't her. She was in...
Diane Keaton.
She was in a movie with Jack Nicholson.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No. Maybe. I don't know. No, she wasn't in that.
The Shining?
No. Jack Nicholson is one of my favorites.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's charming.
I mean, he's just awesome. And Richard Gere.
Richard Gere. Oh, I see.
I love
okay.
Richard Gere.
I'm starting to learn more
an
about you.
An Officer and a Gentleman and
Never
Pretty
seen
Woman.
It. Never seen it. Pretty Woman I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, Julie Roberts, man.
I like Julie Roberts, too. I like, you know what? I don't really have a crush. I love Sean Connery. I'm so sorry
Sean
that he
Connery.
Passed. I mean, I just
it's
think
my mother's crush.
Even as an older man, you know, I was like.
Did you see the interview with him where he talks about the proper way to slap a woman? He's
no,
genius.
I think he talked to me about that. Or maybe.
It was a genius interview. He
or
was,
maybe it was.
It was with Barbara Walters. Of all people, he had an interview about, you know, if a woman is, like, being nasty to you and, like, attacking you, it's
that?
Okay. Yeah, it's okay to slap a woman. And
how did Baba Wawa, what
she
feel
was like,
about that?
He had her eating out of the palm of his hand.
Really?
That's Sean Connery.
That's Sean Connery. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you.
Even to the...
Guy's a genius.
A week ago, he would have had me eating out of his hand.
Oh, yeah. He was... I haven't seen any pictures of him or interviews of him in the last 15 years.
He hasn't done any. He's been...
He's probably just getting old and weird.
Yeah, I think he was sick towards the end. And he had a place in the Bahamas, I believe.
Yeah, he
and
lived
that's
in the Bahamas.
Yeah. But he just, I don't know. He's just like the epitome of
did you remind
of
him?
The
he's
male
like, see, to me, Tom...
Figure.
Mike Brady was that. Like, from the Brady Bunch. Like, he reminded me of, like,
it's
my
Peter
dad.
It's Peter Brady's birthday today.
Yes, and Peter Brady, people
so
say
so we have to have pork sauce and applesauce.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh,
remember?
I remember time to change.
Oh, yeah.
Change.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's, I loved watching that show.
Yeah. After dinner, and we went, got home, did our homework, ate dinner, and then we'd all watch the Brady Bunch as, just, you know, it was 6 o'clock at night and getting dark, watching the Brady Bunch. That was like a tradition in my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine was Sunday nights we got to watch The Love Boat. Did you have to go to the bathroom?
No.
Love Boat
I'm just stretching
and
my anus.
Fantasy Island. Ew, gross.
We're sitting on very hard chairs.
Oh, my God.
Something's going numb.
Fantasy Island and Love Boat on Sunday nights. Or maybe it was Saturday nights.
So if you're... at that time, I was probably watching Chips.
Love Chips.
Yeah.
Eric Estrada and
Eric
Larry
Estrada.
Wilcox.
I never knew he was the blonde-haired guy.
Yeah.
I never knew his name. That's funny.
Yeah,
that you
they're
know
still
it.
Around.
No.
Yeah.
Eric Estrada's never going to die.
He can't. He's Ponch.
Yeah, Poncherello, man. That guy always smiling.
And remember Fonzarelli.
Fonzarelli. He was not cool.
Yes, he was.
No, I never thought he was cool. You know, it wasn't cool to me to see a guy in a leather jacket and a pompadour.
You got all the chicks.
Yeah, but it was like... If that show came out
Richie was
in
cool.
the 50s,
yeah.
he would have seemed cool. But since it was in the 80s...
It wasn't in the 80s, was it?
Yeah, I think so, right?
No, I think
Happy
it was
Days,
like
late 70s.
70s?
Oh, I don't know. I
my
didn't watch it until the 80s.
Three's Company was my favorite one from
I
the
agree.
70s.
That is probably the best thing that came
I mean,
out of the 80s.
Even when reruns are on,
yeah,
I watch them. And if it's a marathon, I watch
and
it.
And I had a crush on Janet. Nobody ever
you
has
did?
A crush on her.
I
it's always the
Janet
other one. It's always
too.
Suzanne Summers. Or, but I had a crush on Janet.
I like Jack.
You like Jack, yeah.
I like Mr. Furley.
I love, yeah, me too. Who was the other one? The other landlord.
The
Roper,
the,
Mr.
Ropers.
Roper.
Yes.
The Ropers were funny.
Yeah.
I had a crush on his wife.
You did? That just goes to show.
She wore like silky.
Like caftans.
Is that? I thought they were like karate uniforms, but
like, yeah, like with kimono flowers, almost,
kimonos,
like,
yeah. And she walked around.
Isn't that what a caftan is?
I never heard that word. I don't know what that is.
I have to look
caftan.
It up. Caftan. Oh, maybe not. A muumuu.
A muumuu, I've heard.
My
is that
mom
what a muumuu is?
Used to wear those, yes. And they were flowered like house dresses.
I know, and her hair was always like dyed orange.
Yep.
Like,
and she always had
rust.
A flower in her hair or something in her
something
hair.
Something crazy. It looked like they lived.
She always tried to get Mr. Roper in the sack.
That,
and
he would
was
never
always
do
like.
It. Yeah, he would never do it.
No, he would never do it.
That show really does emulate what real life is about. The wife's always trying to get the husband in the sack and he's not interested.
I thought it was the other way around.
No. Tell me about your love life, Chris.
Ours is mutual. Ours is very healthy.
Yeah, I know. I hear. I definitely.
You heard us?
Through the grapevine. I can,
oh.
No, through the rumorville. Yeah, through the rumor mill.
That's another show. That's like, that could go on. That conversation.
Let's make up names for our spouses.
All right.
All right, so if...
Steve.
Yours is Steve?
Yeah.
All right, mine's Karen.
Karen. It's Karen, you want to slap a bitch. Oh, that's funny.
And we have two kids, Tyrone and the young one.
I think the young one's more like Tyrone.
The young one is like, definitely more like Tyrone. The older one is more like...
More like...
Pat.
Pat, yes.
Sure.
I have two.
You have
just two. I have two boys, and my older one is 23. His name's Juan.
Juan.
Juan, and then I have 18-year-old whose name is
Neil.
Ryan.
No, Ryan sounds better. Yeah.
Ryan and Juan.
Wow.
And then my husband has two girls, so they're.
So
I don't remember their names.
If me or you, if I came to you and we had a switch, one kid forever.
Okay.
I would give you.
Pat.
I would give you Pat.
You would?
Yep. I would give you Pat.
I would give you Juan.
Juan,
he's pretty self-sufficient though, so
yeah,
you'd be making out.
Could I put him to work without any like, hey, where's my allowance?
Probably not.
Don't want him.
He wants double.
Yeah,
it's Juan.
He's a real businessman.
But yeah, they're good. They're good kids. I'm just old.
All kids are good, but don't they all suck at in some point of their lives? It just sucks.
They do. They suck. But I think that. I think they suck less as they get older. Like, the sucking doesn't bother me as much when they get older because they're kind of on their own.
And you've
to
accepted
learn.
You've accepted the fact that you can't train them anymore.
Right, I'm
and
done.
Now it's
my job
now,
is
now
done.
Your job is to accept.
My job
like
is
what they've
to
become.
Yes, my job is to sit back and let it all play out. You know, like we've put in the time and the effort and you know what, we taught them what they're gonna, what we think they need to know, and whether or not they use it is up to them.
Sure.
So,
and that's why like some people would say, like, say I would come home after a long day's work and my kids both still live at home and they are literally leaving dishes everywhere and their room's always a mess, and I could go in and yell at them about their rooms, and I choose not to.
You have to choose your battles. Like,
I do. Is that
in
wrong?
The
by
big scheme of things, that is just not.
I choose not to yell, and I choose to let them live in their own squalor.
Yeah, live in their own filth.
Sure, and I think the embarrassment will come back to bite them in the ass someday, like when they bring home the girl, or a guy, and they see the living situation, and they're like, no, I'm not gonna date you.
See. I think it's going to hit them in the face. You know, they don't care what we say.
No.
Because we've been saying it for so long and so often.
In fact, they actually do the opposite sometimes. Yeah, you too. Have a good day.
Did you hear that? That was a ghost in the building.
Yeah. And
that was a ghost. Did you guys hear that ghost say,
they're very polite. Yeah, they're very polite. They're always like telling us to have a good day and to have a good weekend. Yeah.
That was crazy.
I know.
I felt the presence.
So that wasn't a special effect. That was an actual voice. that we just heard.
Exactly. We didn't have to. And we got it on tape.
If we play this back and it's not there, we just sound like idiots. But
what if it's not there? But that would be like a vampire, because the vampire doesn't see its own reflection. Is that
right? And a ghost can't hear. You can't hear its sounds.
If a ghost falls in the woods and nobody's around to hear it, does it really happen?
Yes.
I knew it. I hear.
And if you smell something nasty, it's
Carlin?
The ghost farted, not me.
Do you remember George Carlin?
Yes, I.
Did you listen to him?
I did. My parents were actually into him when I was younger, and I wasn't allowed to listen to him.
Oh, I wasn't allowed for a while.
Because of all the swears.
Yeah. But if you listen to, he's hysterical. In fact, I'm going to go back and listen to a few of his things.
My parents had George Carlin records.
Yes.
That they would hide.
Yeah.
Because we had a record player, and I would play all the, Telly Savalas and like all this crazy boring stuff, and then they accidentally left a George Carlin Pryor. Richard Pryor one blew my
Delirious
mind.
Delirious was on the other night on HBO.
Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
Yeah, those were
my
cool.
parents wouldn't let me listen to that. But now I listen to it. But you know what? People can never get away
I know.
With saying some of the stuff that he's
Or
said.
Get away with wearing a freaking
leather
freaking, suit.
Yeah, purple Tight. Leather suit or red, whatever color it was.
But, I mean, that guy was flamboyant and awesome. Eddie Murphy. He's not as funny anymore.
No. No, I think that his was last, his heyday.
Yeah, his last 36 movies have been awful. Like, he had a, in the 80s, career. He had a great movies in the 80s, and then something happened, and Boomerang. After Boomerang, I was like, what's going on, dude?
I don't think acting was his thing. I think stand-up comedy was his thing.
Yeah.
Like, because he just kept going. I think he had a great,
That's
story.
True. Like, in Beverly Hills Cop, it was kind of like a stand-up routine.
I did like that. I did. But, yeah, he was funny.
Yeah, he was funny. Yeah.
I did like him in that. But that's all I really remember him in.
No. Trading Places.
Oh, I did like him in that,
He was really funny
too.
In that.
Yeah.
This first time I saw her, Jamie Lee Curtis, her breasts were debuted in that one. If you haven't...
Trading Places. Yes, with Dan Aykroyd,
I couldn't believe that she took her shirt off in that movie.
She did. She was a hooker.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that got me going through my teens.
Did you ever see a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and her... called
yes
what is it called
True Lies
yes Great movie. She does that dance for him
and she falls down
now take off your stockings I'm not wearing any
oh my god
oh my gosh yeah and she falls down she does that dance that's pretty funny
All right Chris I have a game for you
okay I'm ready wait
It's called lose.
Let me clear my mind. Okay,
you cannot win. It's about losing this game.
So if I'm a loser, then I win?
Nope, you never win.
Oh, okay, never.
Two
win.
Losses.
That's like my life. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Don't even get your hopes up. You're not gonna win. You're gonna lose.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. So if you like losing, this is your game.
Is there like a spectrum of losing? Like, can you lose big or lose little, or just?
Oh well,
lose?
That's I guess yeah, the possibility. I will question
I could be the
you.
Big loser
I'm gonna question you after I get your answer, and I'm gonna want to know why you chose that answer. So hey,
I'm ready.
This game basically is, you have two scenarios to pick.
Okay.
And. Wait a minute.
Can you get it?
I can't get the words out.
What the hell are the rules?
I want to know why you pick the answers that you're going to pick. So, hey. First one.
Yes.
Two scenarios.
Go.
Would you rather fall out of a tall tree and be sliced to holy hell down the tree from thorns and land in a pool full of lemon juice? Or would you like to put peanut butter on a cadaver and lick him clean?
I would rather.
Wait, think about it. Okay, what's your answer?
I would rather fall in and
you would
and
die.
Scrape myself up.
You would no. If
no, you wouldn't,
you would get sliced. I said sliced to holy hell. And then fall into a pool full of lemon juice.
I wouldn't want to lick a dead body, though.
Do you think that would hurt you in more in the long run? Kind of a thing? Because it wouldn't physically hurt you.
Oh, it's a matter of being mentally hurt or physically hurt. I'd rather be physically hurt because you can recover from that. But mentally hurt, you can never undo licking a cadaver's ass. or other parts of
the
cadaver.
I would have chosen the cadaver.
You would have?
I have a fear of just like being cut open.
I have a nut allergy. No, I don't. But
almond butter.
To men's nuts.
Oh, that is a nut too.
Men's nuts.
Oh, men's nuts. Okay, it doesn't have to be a man.
Oh, you just said a body, so I just figured automatically it was a man.
Yeah. Okay.
I would rather fall from the tree.
Okay. I'm going to let you live with that answer, and I understand why.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Would you rather...
No.
...feed your children to alligators or marry Donald Trump?
Oh, shit.
You want to think about it?
How old are my children? I have to feed.
Any age.
Excuse me.
They're sperm.
Oh, that's easy. I don't know. I think that...
What?
I think that I wouldn't...
All right, I need an answer, Chris.
Either one was just so, like, debilitatingly...
Oh my God!
Hard
really?
To grasp.
Your beautiful children, Chris.
I know, but Donald Trump. All right, I'd rather. I'd rather feed the kids to the alligator.
Okay, I understand. That's cool. You're gonna have to do these for me too.
Okay.
I'll do three. So this will be the third and final one for me. Okay. Would you rather?
Can't.
Would you rather
I'm cackling.
Try human flesh?
Try it
raw,
like, eat it?
Like sushimi style. Like try to eat it. Okay. Or would you rather be Donald Trump's butt wipe?
I don't know.
You're still thinking.
If I'm married to him. No,
this is a new scenario.
I know.
Eat human flesh.
I'd rather be his butt wipe, because...
So you'd rather feed your kids to alligators than marry him, but you'd rather be his butt wipe than eat human flesh.
Yes.
All right. I would
poison myself and then be his butt wipe.
You would poison yourself before you were the butt wipe?
No, you couldn't do that, could
you?
Yeah,
no, you're a butt wipe. You can't go to the store. You can't. You're in a container.
But he can only use me once.
Right? Some people, yeah.
That's awful. Now I have to think of what I'm going to ask you. All right.
I'm good at this game.
I know you are. Are you good at answering or questions?
Both.
Oh, I know. I'm not. I have to think of.
I'm good at games that I invent.
All right. Would you rather jump off the top of a volcano into boiling hot lava, or become a gynecologist with your loving
volcano
vaginas?
Yeah, I couldn't go through the. I'd pass out every day. It'd be torture.
Really?
With a volcano, I'd be dead soon. And yeah, with gynecology,
you wouldn't die right away. It would just like slowly melt.
Yeah, no, I would melt even slower as a gynecologist. I cannot handle an open wound like that.
It's not a wound.
It's an open, just pulsating wound.
You came from that wound.
I know.
Yeah.
I was a C-section, Chris. Okay.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that does. I wonder if kids are screwed up.
I don't know. I'll have to ask my kids. They were both C-sections.
Yeah, you'd have to ask a kid that came out naturally.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of vaginas? Go to the schoolyard and have some kids.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right.
All right. So, yeah, I would be a gynecologist.
All right.
I'm being serious.
Weird, most guys would be like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be a gynecologist. Like,
yeah, but they don't really understand your patients are like 95 years old.
Yeah, you want like a certain clientele.
Sure, yeah, a certain client. If you can pick your clientele.
All right. So the second scenario is... Would you rather get... Okay, would you rather be in a plane crash and be the sole survivor of the plane crash in the middle of nowhere, or or have to swim across a lake that was filled with watermelon? Because you hate watermelon.
I hate pumpkins.
Oh, shit.
So right. Just swap it out for pumpkins?
Something that you hated.
Pumpkins.
But it, not just floating pumpkins, but like pumpkin liquid. Juice. Like it was made, the lake was made of pumpkin juice. Or would you rather be the sole survivor of a plane crash in the middle of the woods?
I guess the fear of being in a plane crash must suck.
Is that a fear?
Yeah.
Do you fear being in a plane crash?
That's when you're up in the sky, 10,000 feet up in the sky, and then all of a sudden you're falling at like...
Would you want to be the sole survivor?
Yeah.
You
it's
would?
Better than being the dead person.
No, but they talk about like survivor's guilt and...
Oh, wait a minute. Just... I wouldn't have guilt. I don't have guilt. None. I would climb over dead bodies to get out of a plane, no problem.
You'd be like, yes, I win. Yes.
I'm like, now I got to sort out all the bodies, and who am I going to eat first?
That's right. What is she wearing?
Yeah, I'm going to save her for last.
Yeah.
I would rather be a sole survivor because I don't like pumpkin, but I don't like pumpkin coffee. It doesn't mean I can't swim in it, but it would stain me orange. You know how I know this?
Yeah, because...
On Halloween, did I tell you the story about my brother? We had rotting pumpkins all around the house because it was like weeks after Halloween.
Did he put one on your head?
No. This is on Wang Home Drive.
Yeah.
And I was young and we had a Cape style house and I took a rotting pumpkin off our deck and bring it up to my room. And my brother was out with his friends like talking on the deck below.
Yeah.
And I opened the window up and I said, his name's Craig. I went, Craig, catch. And I threw a rotted, disgusting pumpkin, and he went to catch it, and it disintegrated all over his body.
My God.
It smelled like death, and it just stained his neck and half of his face orange for
a
while.
Are you kidding?
No.
Did he come after you?
Oh, he was so like uncomfortable and like rash ridden that he couldn't even come after me. He was just so disgusted. And I was a quick runner. I could run faster than him. He couldn't catch me.
Does he still have that pumpkin like?
No, it over time the stain went away.
Right, but does he have a fear of pumpkins or
nope.
He hates pumpkins?
Nope, he just has a longing to kill me.
Does he still want to kill you?
No, but he does. I have a feeling that things that I've done, like practical jokes, like through our lives, he still would.
So would what?
I'm gonna take a peek.
All right, I'll carry this show by myself.
Tony had
to step away for a minute.
I heard somebody thought it was his ghost.
Oh, now he's back. So I couldn't really carry on the one-man
show.
So
my brother still would, like, I think if he had a chance to pay me back for all the things I've done, like, I was a practical joker, and he's a very serious guy. I have a feeling he would pay me back if he could, though. Like, he still, I think, holds a little bit of a grudge.
Do you think he's been planning it all these years? And like,
I think
for
so.
Your 50th birthday or something like that, he's going to be like, and let it
finally. Like,
his...
No, I think more like our 70s, and when we're in our 70s, he's going to, like, pull the plug on me or something like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I'd never leave it up to him.
Yeah, yeah. Remember all that shit, Tony?
Well, I have it right here, and he has it all written down.
Yeah, yeah. What about you?
What?
Anybody... Do you have any pumpkin stories?
No.
Nothing, no,
no
gross stories?
No.
Like with your brother and your sister?
No. I don't have a sister.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have a sister.
Yeah, so no. No, my brother's...
What happened to her?
That's what happened. My brothers were... They were always nice to me, except my older brother would sometimes beat us up, you know, because he could.
Jesus.
And...
The big muscle guy?
Yeah. But they were always cool. Like, every time, I would always have house parties.
Yeah.
You know, and my older brother was always there with his friends, and he'd be like, you want me to get rid of everybody? Like, if the party was getting out of control.
Right.
And I'd be like, yeah, I think I think you need to. And he'd just break the party up. Like, he'd be like, all right, everybody out.
That sounds like a good
brother.
And my
little brother would be like, I'm going to the police station to get the police.
Oh, tell on you?
And the police would come. No, just to break the party up.
Break the party up.
Because sometimes we couldn't. We had parties that were
outrageous.
We couldn't handle the amount of people that were at our house. But we made a lot of money, though. Like, we used to charge people to get in.
Where are the parents?
My parents?
Yeah, were they, like, out with friends or something?
No, they were gone for the weekend or...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So then we would have keg parties.
And see, my parents
we'd
never...
We'd always get caught, though. Like,
my parents never went away for the weekend stuff. We always did stuff together. So we never... We couldn't
as we
do
got
it.
Older, my parents decided, okay, we're going to go... They'd go away with the neighbors, you know, like, they were really good friends. And then we would have parties, and we had friends that could get us, like, kegs and stuff. And
just like the movies.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Like big house parties.
It was big. They were big. It took you like 20 minutes to walk from one end of my kitchen to the other. I mean, it was so many people.
Oh my God.
Crammed into my house. And it was fun. It was a good time. So we'd always get caught. Like, we were so stupid. Like, we got caught because we put the kegs on the deck and they left rings in the wood. And my parents would be like, what's that? That looks like it's from the bottom of a keg. It must have in Budweiser was like indented into
like,
it.
It said but keg like, right there, like
or
stained
like
on the keg.
Trash or something. You know, we'd always get caught, or we would tell on ourselves. Like
why,
we would.
Why
just,
is there human feces on my curtains?
Yeah, like my parents were in Florida and we had a party, and I had to call them the next day and tell them that we had it because I didn't want them to find out. You
just,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like from the neighbors,
right.
Or from the police.
It's probably
department.
less of a punishment if you just kind of
right. If you
admit
just
it.
Admit it. After the fact, though, of course. Man. It's always easier to ask for forgiveness than permission.
We didn't. My brother was a big party guy, and it was
at
never
house?
In our house.
Oh,
no, never,
house.
Never at our house. He would always go to huge. He was the life of the party. He would get blindly drunk, and he'd come home, and then he would vomit out his window and kill a bush that used to be under the window. With me, it was I wouldn't have parties, but I always hung out with people that were party people, and I wasn't. And I used to bring home, like, a friend or something, and they would smoke pot in my room. Yeah. I wouldn't do it.
Right.
But they would light up, and it would stink the whole house out. And my brother would always be like, you know, you're going to get busted. Because I was stupid. I'm like, I figured they were smoking in my room. Nobody in the house is going to smell pot. You know how stinky that is? It's like, so I couldn't be like you where I would throw parties because I would get caught.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just dumb. When it comes
but
to
it
like,
wasn't just
my
me
awareness.
That threw them. So I wasn't the only one. So it was my brothers too. Like they would have friends over. So I'd be like, oh, you know, it's all of us. We'd all get in trouble. So the punishments would be kind of. Plus, I was middle child, only girl.
I know. I'm
so
a middle child.
I was
too.
Like.
You were the star child.
I was. I still am.
You're the favorite.
I was the favorite. Every time we went on vacation, I could bring a friend because my brothers had each other and I didn't have anybody. So I brought a friend. I was allowed to bring a friend like everywhere we went. So it was great.
Wow.
And then, that was a ghost.
Whoa,
did you
Jesus.
Hear that? What the hell?
Have a good day.
Yeah, right? So anyway, it was fun growing up in our neighborhood.
Good.
Wasn't it?
I think it was fun.
We grew
I think
up in the same neighborhood.
We did. We grew up literally a street over from each other.
Yeah.
And,
weird.
I know.
Weird.
And I honestly, you don't remember me.
No, I'm...
And I don't remember you either.
We were in a different age bracket.
Yeah, there was a little bit of an age gap. And
and
I was not only that, if we were the same age, you wouldn't have seen me because I was hanging out in my room doing geeky stuff.
Yeah. You were pleasuring yourself.
On a waterbed.
Ew.
On the high seas.
Wee! I had a waterbed.
Where's the Dramamine?
That's right. Oh my God. But it heated up. So it had
like
a little
cold.
Heater. You did? I liked it hot.
I used to unplug it, get it ice cold, and then just like lay my naked body on the bladder. And like I would like dig underneath it and cover myself up with the bladder.
Oh
you know,
my
the big
God.
Water bladder.
Yeah.
And just have it, oh, I love that. It was like being laid on, like a naked seal was laying on me. That's what it felt like. I love it.
How do you know that's what it felt like? I don't know what it would feel
like. I've been
to
SeaWorld.
Like seal.
I can only imagine.
Did you have the seals lay on you?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. I liked my waterbed because you could heat it up, and it was in the winter. It was.
I never
awesome.
Liked it warm. I never wanted a warm waterbed. I like cold water, like in my bed.
Still?
It's
what,
been a while.
You bring a glass of water to bed and dump it on your mattress? Or you just have carrot?
Now I have a waterproof bed.
It's called the plastic wrap.
Yeah.
You had to wrap it in the plastic?
Yep.
Really?
So, no.
Oh.
What do you call the, not, they're a special type of
mattress,
mattress
covers.
Covering. And I don't like, I took it off because it's too noisy. It's like, not, I like cotton on cotton. Like when you're trying to sleep on something that's got like, I don't know, polyester in it or it's plastic, it's like crinkle, crinkle every time you move around. I
like
hate
the
it.
Plastic that your parents used to have on like the furniture.
Yeah.
Like in the 70s and the 80s.
I wouldn't, just
My
don't have a couch.
My grandparents had that on there.
Like if you cover a couch with something like that, just don't have a couch.
I know.
Get a bench.
Like get
a wood bench.
Just go sit outside in the dirt.
I mean, come on. People
Did
are
you
crazy.
Ever eat dirt?
Ooh. I'm clay. I used to eat Play-Doh.
Oh my God, there's a movie that you need to watch, did I tell you? Called Swallow.
I saw it.
You
it actually was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was good. Oh yeah, we watched it the same day.
Yeah, I made fun of the trailer, like, that's gotta be ridiculously
right.
dumb.
Yes.
And then I found myself being into that movie.
I couldn't look away.
No, I could not. And the whole backstory of the husband being a total jerk and his family. And
just the whole pica thing being real.
I know.
Like, that's real. I
never heard
paper during
you
my
You told
pregnancy.
Me that. Yeah, I never heard
but
of any of this.
But it had to be newspaper, and it couldn't have any newsprint on it. It had to be the corners of the newspaper.
The corners of the newspaper.
Yep. Or a paperback book without any print on it.
You know, I like the smell of a book. Like
I like the smell of lumber.
Would you eat it?
No, but in Home Depot, sometimes I go in the lumber department.
No, yeah. I like fresh cut lumber.
I lick the 2x4s.
You lick the 2x4s?
Yeah, it smells so good. And I used to lick my blocks when I was a little girl.
You should get like a piece of sandpaper and put it on your tongue and just go to town.
What, and sand a piece of wood?
With your tongue, do it. I love the smell of fresh cut wood at Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
That burning wood, that singed wood.
It's kind of like fresh cut grass.
That's great.
The smell
in the
fresh
spring.
Fresh cut grass.
Let's just end the podcast on that.
Oh,
can we end it on that?
Yes.
Because
fresh
cut
lumber.
Cut
wood.
All right. Till the next time.
Yep. See ya.
This is our first one. Down the tubes.
Yep. Onto two.